Hi, this is Country Joe McDonald, and you're listening to Radio Valencia.
We've done our thing. We have evolved. We're up on our hind legs. The problem solved. We are artists. We are mathematicians. Some of us hold extremely high positions. But we are tired. We're hardly breathing. And we're free. Go tell the women that we're leaving. We're sick and tired of all this self-serving grieving. All we wanted was a little consensual rape in the afternoon and maybe a bit more in the evening. We are scientists. We do genetics. We leave religion to the psychos and fanatics. But we are tired. We've got nothing to believe in. We are lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving. Done our thing. We're hip to the sound of 6 billion people going down. We are magicians. We are deceiving. We're free and we're lost. Go tell the women that we're leaving.
Left to roll one joint.
Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia, Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight and often beyond.
Ladies and gentlemen, Earl Lewis and the Channels.
Do
oh, to the girl in Playboy magazine. In Playboy
cielito lindo vienen bajando, un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. De la sierra morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando.
Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra, cielito lindo, los corazones.
La mía, cielito lindo, no hay más que un paso. Ahora que estamos solos, cielito lindo, dame un abrazo.
Si tu boquita morena fuera de azúcar, fuera de azúcar, yo me la pasaría, cielito lindo, chupa que chupa. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se aleja, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegra, cielito lindo, los corazones.
De la sierra morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. La sierra morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando.
Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, acelera, cielito lindo, los corazones.
La mía, cielito lindo, no hay más que un paso. Ahora que estamos solos, cielito lindo, dame un abrazo.
Si tu boquita morena fuera de azúcar, fuera de azúcar, yo me la pasaría, cielito lindo, chupa que chupa.
Bye.
face down in the gutter, won't admit defeat, though his clothes are soiled and black. He's a big strong man with a child's mind. Don't you take his booze away. Drinking balls and beers, he's a hero to most he meets.
Hey, hey, hey!
Inside he cries like swollen eyes. This man is sheds no tears. Now his wife and kids sing a different tune as they worry about their daddy dying.
Hey, hey, hey!
This arrogant fool breaks every road of beat. That's the one pride that kills him. Hey, listen, no he won't, that's all she wrote a beat. Never before the daylight shines. Cause I thought she'd bring
a million stories.
Might keep this fool from dying. He's a legend in the bar with every scar, but a thousand bigger men.
Hey, hey, hey.
Now he fights and loses, got all the bruises from someone please step in. But this Irish fool's got a baby, cutty king coming back into the ring.
Hey, hey, hey.
And the lowdown circles where he holds his court. This man a worthless king.
Cutty listen, no he won't, that's all she wrote a big devil for the daylight shines.
Cause I'm flashing fast
on a million stars.
Might keep this fool from dying.
Cutty listen, no he won't, that's all she wrote a big devil for the daylight shines.
Cause I'm flashing fast
on a million stars.
Might keep this fool from dying. This one still goes out to the Boston Punch and Skins, a rowdy punch indeed. For the Ducky Boys, all systems stop when you need trouble in the showcase showdown. This one goes out to Arthur McGilvery, Connie Gibbs, and Jimmy Morgan, ballroom heroes who are no longer with us. This goes out to one tough ass, West Logan, Carmen, drinking, get out to the West Coast. Has got all the bruises from someone face to face. This Irish fool's got a big, big, got a gig coming back into the ring.
Hey, hey,
the lowdown circles where he holds his card. This man ain't worthless gay.
Can he listen? No, he won't. That's all she wrote a big devil for the daylight shines.
Cause I'm flashing fast
on a million stars.
I get this fool from dying.
Can he listen? No, he won't. That's all she wrote a big devil for the daylight shines.
Cause I'm flashing fast
on a million stars.
Where the monsters go, Igor and Dracula, surfboard in hand, Frankie played in the sand.
Splish splash, they were having fun.
We've got two cools for everyone.
They learned how to surf, yeah, in a flash.
We were a surfer smash. The graveyard six were quite at home, riding the waves on.
Decided to throw him in.
Thank you. two, one, two, three. You're looking at a man that's getting kind of mad. I had a lot of luck, but it's all been bad. No matter how struggles drive, I never get out of this world alive. My fishing poles broke, the creek is full of sand. My woman run away with another man. No matter how struggles drive, I never get out of this world alive. Hey, distant uncle passed away and left me quite a batch. I was doing fine until the fatal day. A lawyer proved I wasn't born, I was only hatched. Everything's against me and it's got me down. If I jump in the river, I will probably drown. No matter how struggles drive, I never get out of this world alive. I stepped on a worn-out dime. I bet a nickel I could tell if it was head or tail. I ain't gonna worry wrinkles in my brow. There's nothing gonna be alright no how. No matter how struggles strive, I'll never get out of this world alive.
Fifth and final essential call is the roost call. It is a deadly call. Use it when you're in your roost or near your roost in the late evening and crows are coming in. The important secret in calling crows is to call continuously and create as much of a riotous bedlam as possible. Do not allow a second's pause in calling at any time or the crows will flare away. After you have shot, resume your calling with only a split second's pause. Two men calling at the same time is always better than one. Here is a crow hunting sequence. We are now well hidden in a blind near a roost. Glenn is calling to a flock of birds 200 yards away, downwind. Keep them up. They're turning. They're turning. Glenn has switched to the recognition call, mixed with the fighting call, and they're coming in fast, calling for a fight. 80 yards off and still coming. Glenn is muting his call. Guns ready. They're 40 yards off, and Glenn is planning that final teasing drive. They're on us. Let them have it. Nice work. Three birds and Glenn is after them with that comeback call. There. They're turning and pitching back. Now the fighting call. Mixed with a little comeback call. Here they are again. Two more down. They're interested but cautious. Both Glenn and us are calling now. Closer. 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 7 out of 9. Not bad. Wait. Watch that pair coming in from east. They have sighted our own decoy. This is it. That last one nearly got away. Here are a few non-essential calls, but nice to know. The fledgling cry will produce during the nesting season. Here is the love call. It occasionally brings response during the mating season. The command call. It is merely the voice of a flock leader getting his flock ready for movement. Like the greeting call, it is not used in crow hunting. The dying crow call is occasionally successful when given to incoming crows. The highball crow call is sometimes advocated for attracting the attention of distant crows. Do not use this call. The warning call with its three sharp notes goes like this. Do not use this call under any circumstances, as it will scare away any crow in the vicinity. With a little patience, you will learn to bring them in fighting mad every time, and when you do, good shooting.
Have no fear, there'll be no pain. All I want is your jugular vein.
Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
Well, she must have felt sorry for that sucker, cause he was real eat up with the uglies. All I know is after some of his acne puncture, she was wanting to get rid of me. Well, I went my way and saw her next day with a bad-looking mark on her neck. And I said, hey, honey, did he hurt you last night? She said, no, you fool, he's a real cool ghoul. His mark is worse than his bite. Get it, folks, his mark is worse than his bite. I'm gonna sing about that sucker.
Omar the vampire, he hung out in the bars, drank Bloody Marys and gave a lot of women scars. He sure was something, yeah, he was a real cool goon. Omar the vampire, he was a neck-sucking fool.
Well, he surprised her one night and brought her a pet bat. It was a weird little furry ugly thing. She didn't like it at first, but it kind of grew on her, and she named the little feller Dean. Dean Bat. Kinda has a ring to it, don't it?
Ring-a-ding, ring-a-ding, ding-ding-ding. Omar the vampire, he made my life a wreck. Omar the vampire, he got a hold of my girl's neck. He stole my woman away from me one night. He didn't even have to kiss her, all it took was just one bite.
I guess that sucker forgot about all them real good parts. He was so crazy about necks. But this old boy, yours truly, knows them all and how to please the opposite sex. Here comes that last chorus.
Omar the vampire, he thrilled her less and less. She got tired of his hickeys on her neck. Yeah, she liked my hickey best. Cause she came running back to me one happy day to stay and said, my neck is numb, I've been so dumb. Let's go all the way, honey, let's go all the way.
Anyhow now, me and my baby are back together again. And when her neck heals up, we're gonna form ourselves a bossa nova bluegrass band. Why, she's even learned to pick the banjo. Listen to her back there now. What do you mean a vamp bite on your knee? I thought he was a neck man. What's that sucker doing down there in my territory?
Well, you see, he had this friend who was a midget.
That's ridiculous. I'm disappointed in you, Hortense. Give me back my banjo.
This is not Robin Coomer, but you're listening to 87.7 Radio Valencia. You can listen to Radio Valencia on the radio at 87.7 or on the internet at radiovalencia.fm.
Well, sugar,
Radio Valencia,
hey,
sounds of the mission.
Thank you.
grew. Peace settled across the galaxy. On planet Earth, a galaxy alliance was formed. Together with the good planets of the solar system, they maintained peace throughout the universe. Until a new horrible menace threatened the galaxy. Voltron was needed once more. This is the story of the super force of space explorers. Specially trained and sent by the Alliance to bring back Voltron, Defender of the Universe.
Radio Valencia.
Nadie puede foquear con nosotros.